passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You don't have to be a birder to appreciate Resaca de la Palma State Park north of Brownsville. Pablo de Iturbe is park superintendent.
We are part of the World Birding Center, so birds are important to us. But not only that, when you get birds, you have butterflies, you have dragonflies, and 500 and so different plant species, which some of them are very rare.
You also get a variety of mammals, reptiles, and amphibians. The 1,200-acre park is the largest tract of native habitat in the World Birding Center network. It also offers viewing decks overlooking the Resaca, thus affording visitors a bird's-eye view of wildlife that uses the wetland. Experience it for yourself on Saturday, December 6th, when Resaca de la Palma State Park celebrates its grand opening with Family Day.
Our aim is to have not only bird watchers and nature lovers, but the whole family to come and spend the day at the park. We are going to have different activities. We are going to have vendors, food, interpretive tours, hawk show, and the buffalo soldiers.
Entrance is free for the grand opening. Resaca de la Palma State Park is possible thanks to increased park funding provided last session by the Texas Legislature. Find information about the park at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.